The University of Technology, UTEC, has launched a multidisciplinary master's degree program in sustainable energy and climate change. The program was developed in partnership with the German Society for International Cooperation, GIZ, and the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Technical Assistance, RETA, and is the first of its kind to be offered in the Caribbean. President of UTEC, Professor Stephen Vassiani, says the program launch is timely as it is being undertaken at a critical point in Jamaica's development.
UTEC Jamaica is pleased to be playing our part in contributing to national development in this regard, and we share unequivocally in the national agenda being led by the government to take responsible action to reduce our carbon footprint associated with the predominant use of fossil fuels.
Associate Vice President Sustainable Energy Dr. Ruth Patopsing says the program will seek to prepare students who are responsive to the global drives for green business development linked to sustainable energy and climate change solutions. The curriculum will integrate multiple disciplines such as engineering, natural sciences, climate change, health and social sciences, law, economics, urban planning and business. Dr. Patopsing, who is also head of the Caribbean Sustainable Energy and Innovation Institute, says the modules are developed to advance the process of low-carbon economic growth and development and include areas such as green business and green growth, energy management in buildings and industry, energy and environment data management, and green entrepreneurship and innovation, among others.
Looking ahead, we will be engaging with other universities in the CARICOM region to transfer knowledge and build their capacity, and we will continue our partnerships in the spirit of sustainability.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, has congratulated UTEC for its foresight in pioneering a program which will graduate critical thinkers and innovators in the sustainable energy and green economy fields. He says it is an indication of UTEC's understanding of aligning curriculum with industry and national needs.
We look forward to graduates playing their part in further cementing Jamaica's position as the regional leader in comprehensive energy assessment and planning, as we seek to further develop a culture of energy efficiency and energy conservation.
Dr. Wheatley says the ministry will be looking to further partner with UTEC to fulfill the government's mission of developing science, energy and technology policies that fuel growth and prosperity for the country. Chargé d'affaires at the German Embassy in Jamaica, Michael Dumke, has lauded the partnership, citing that Germany is one of the main supporters of Jamaica. According to Mr. Dumke, both countries have ambitious goals in protecting the environment. He says the embassy is pleased to support the University of Technology in launching the new degree program.
The German cooperation is supporting UTEC in the implementation of this master's program because it covers the necessary needs, such as focus on entrepreneurship in innovation and to create local jobs, encouraging new green business initiatives by its graduates, and the master's program shall contribute to the regional integration in the respective field and reach out to universities in the region.
Mr. Domke has pledged his country's continued support to enhance renewable energy efforts and energy efficiency in Jamaica and the Caribbean. The 20-month course of study, which includes 160 hours of internship and an innovation-focused research project, is set to begin on May 1, 2017, with a target of 25 students. Entry requirement is a Bachelor of Science or Bachelor of Arts degree with at least a 2.7 GPA in the related disciplines of engineering, natural sciences, or social sciences. Candidates with 5 years management-level experience in a relevant field may also apply. Application forms are available on the university's website at utechjamaica.edu.jm/admissions/enrollment/graduate-students.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.